Hey everybody, it's Movie Bonfire. This is we're the trio back again. I'm Will.
I'm Bracken.
And I'm Zach. And we are here today on one of the top five Harry Potter-esque campuses in the United States.
How fitting.
The University of Chicago campus.
So we are outside today, so if the sound quality is not very good, hey.
F you.
Yeah. We're here outside Gryffindor.
We're outside, what are we outside? I don't even know
the
names of these buildings.
We're on the quad.
We'll call them Gryffindor.
All right. Tell me about it, because I didn't see the movie. I will never see the movie. I will not read the books. I know that Harry Potter is a little kid with glasses. That's about all I know.
That's so weak.
There's an owl, isn't
well,
there?
I'm going to be honest with you. You're not missing a whole lot with this movie. I didn't really like it all that much. And it was just sad, because I really like the other Harry Potter movies. And I was hoping for this one to be really good, but I'm just really tired of Harry Potter sucking. Like, he sucks at everything. And
what do you mean? Like, he can't do his powers in the movie? Is that what you mean?
Right, he, like, in a wizard fight, like, he sucks ass. The only person he can beat is this Malfoy guy, because he cheated and earned a special spell or whatever.
You think,
know.
Like, by the seventh movie, he'd be kind of good at something.
Exactly!
This is what bothered me about this movie, as having read the books. We should clarify, we're two different perspectives. Oh. Bracken has not read the books, I have read the books. And I was thinking while I was watching this movie, if I hadn't read the books, this movie would totally suck, because nothing is explained, and Bracken has confirmed that.
That's true.
Nothing makes sense.
Like, we find out who the Half-Blood Prince is, and I'm like, whoa, what, why, I don't care. What does that mean?
Exactly.
It had no significance
Harry's
at all.
Not the Half-Blood Prince?
Maybe he is, Will. Maybe you should see the movie.
What's that even mean? Like, he's a half-wizard?
Maybe you should see the movie if you're curious.
Yeah, apparently, if your one parent is regular person, one parent's a wizard or
kind of like Spock. Half human, half Vulcan.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like Harry.
Okay.
So, what was
Harry,
that?
Harry's a half breed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Harry's a, what
his
is
mom
he,
is
mudblood?
No, that's Hermione. Both her parents are human. She's
oh, that's total mudblood.
Yeah.
Her mom doesn't know anything about geocaching? Is that Shout out to all you geocachers out there. Go, muggles.
Anyway, the story in the sixth book, Harry's actually really hardcore. But in the movie, you wouldn't know that because nothing happens to show you that.
How old is Harry, would you say, in this movie? Is he supposed to be a teenager? Is he like 12, 10?
He's like 16.
16?
Yeah.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
this movie?
That's the other thing that really sucked about this movie. It was like fucking drama.
Yeah.
All drama, all the time. It was like an after-school special, and I really did not like that part.
It was. They cut out, this is what they did. When they looked at this, like, you know, 700-page book, they went,
good God.
They went, what should we cut out? Obviously, we have to cut something. Aha. Let's cut all the action and leave in all the teen drama. That's what we'll do. Twilight made a lot of money. Why not?
Oh, that's probably why.
So
they're like, look what Twilight did. We got to recut this thing.
Yeah.
So they did that. There's all this action they left out. There's a huge climactic fight scene. If you're looking for that, people who have read the book, don't go see this because you won't be seeing it.
People are just sick of CGI action sequences, I think.
Are they?
I'm asking you. Why would they do it then?
I don't think that they're sick of that.
If it's good CGI, I'm not sick of it. I'm really sick of bad CGI.
So you both loved it. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No.
You know, I would say I really, really wanted to like this movie. I saw the trailer and I was super excited. This is the first movie I've seen after reading the book. All the other ones I hadn't read the books before and I wasn't crazy about them. This one, I was looking forward to it because I had already read it. And then it just did not meet expectations at all. And I would say it was a solid movie. It moved along nicely. Everything was solid, but there was no real drive behind it. I didn't feel like it captured me. I was just kind of like, yes, that happened. Check, check, check. And I felt like it set everything up for the seventh installation, but
yes, I will agree with that. It definitely was set up for a sequel, which, actually, not having read the book, I found quite annoying, because I'm like, you know, it's like you're dragging me along, you know, trying to make me interested, and yet you're going to leave me hanging for a year.
Kind of like Golden Compass, and you walked out of that, and you're like, what the hell did they just do to me?
Right, exactly.
In that movie, they won't even make a sequel.
Yeah, because it didn't make enough money.
Whatever.
Lame.
Yeah.
Lame
they tried.
Great.
They tried all this hype, like, oh, they kill God at the end, but oh, wow, that's actually in the third book, and they're not going to make that into a movie, so whatever.
So
what's the whole reason I had to see it? Because I'm like, there's hype in the Christian circuit. You got to see what's going on. So yeah, Harry Potter, not so great.
I give it a B minus. It was solid. There's some stuff to like. But it's 2.5 hours and...
Good God!
There's not enough
to... Yeah, that is way too long.
There's not enough
movie.
To... I wanted it to be longer when I read that. I was like, oh, this movie should be 3 hours. There's so much stuff that has to happen. But after seeing it, no.
Yeah.
I'd say see it. Obviously, if you read the books and you're interested, you'll probably like it. You'll find some stuff to like. It depends on how you feel about it. But hey, I give it a B minus.
I got a question. How is the box office doing? Because I heard it was like doing gangbusters that first day. But I haven't heard much about it.
I think it made like 80 million. Opening weekend, so...
Like, it sounded like it was on pace to, like, be the best, the most, you know, the biggest box office ever. Broke the one-night record.
Yeah, but it didn't...
Dark Knight.
It didn't... It broke the midnight showing record.
Oh, right.
But it didn't break opening night records. It was, like, fourth place for that. So...
Do you think it's got good word of mouth, or do you think it's doesn't have good word of mouth?
It's got good reviews, but I'd say word of mouth, I haven't heard a lot of good word of mouth. Okay.
I haven't talked to anybody that said, oh, you've got to go see this. It's so great. They're all like, eh, it's all right. You should see it if you like it.
Yeah. Hmm. This is, and I would say, like, because my review of it would still be, if you were on Rotten Tomatoes, a positive review, a B minus, would still count towards positive. So that's what's a little confusing, I think, about Rotten Tomato ratings, is you look at it and you go, oh, it's got 84%. It must be great. But if you make a movie like this that is just basically solid, average movie, it's going to get positive. And you're
so
going to look like
you're
a
an advocate
better
of the thumbs up, thumbs down type of rating rather than the delineated grade scale?
No, I like the grade scale because you have more ways to give an in-between. But I'm saying when you aggregate it, then you can't really tell.
Yeah, but people look at that and they'll say, B, I'm going to go see it. It must be good.
Yeah, I would give it a C, like for crap, because when you build a movie up that big, it better meet expectations, and this one just didn't. It was like, oh, wow, they did really okay. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I would give it a C. Like, as in, see it if you want to, see if you don't. Who gives a crap? C. All
right. Good review, guys.
Look forward to HP7, though. It's coming in two parts, and that's a good sign.
Geez,
because
when is that coming out?
If they're splitting it up, it's going to be good.
Is that coming out next year?
Yeah. The first one comes out
Do you want them to change? Should they switch up the directors now, or should they just keep on the same guy?
Yeah.
How many different directors have they had? Like, all different?
Columbus.
Oh, he's good.
Cuarón. And Yates. I think that's it. Right?
I don't know any of those people.
I just know if you're sick of the Harry Potters taking your money and you want to get out, now's a good time.
Wow. You think if you come this far, you just see it through.
Well, I mean, you know, if you don't mind sitting through it, it's fine, but... I kind of wish...
You got, like, 4 hours left. Two more movies.